Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
I want to remind you that our soccer watch parties continue this week. Thanks to our friends at Huntington Bank. Join ESPN 975 from 12 to 6. Starting today, we're going to be at Baker Street Pub in Sugarland. Then tomorrow, Tom's Watch Bar. On Thursday, it'll be Ducky McSweeney's. And then By the Wayside on Friday. On Tuesday and Thursday, you will have another chance. Well, today and Thursday, you'll have another chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. So if you go out to Baker Street Pub today in Sugarland, you got a chance to win. Sign up. And then also at Ducky McSweeney's. And this $500 gift certificate is from Republic Boot Company. They make great stuff. For people who listen quite a bit, you know we've done shows from there. And if you've ever been there, you've heard us say, and it backs up, that it smells like 1836. There's leather, there's boots, there's hats. It's everywhere in Republic Boot Company. So you got a chance to get a nice prize and go to Republic Boot Company and get something very nice for yourself or for someone else. So that's where we're going to be. Sean's going to be a big part of that this week. This is his, I think, only day here with us, or with me, excuse me, as he'll be out and about throughout hosting shows with Brian, correct?
Yep. Brian for 9 hours. For the remainder of this week.
Oh, sorry.
Combined. Yeah. Actually, and then Saturday, we're at Tom's Watch Bar. So
what's that?
Like 11 hours?
11 hours. That's
also 3 hours.
We all have our crosses to bear. but today, it'll be DJ and Sarge.
Yes.
Out at Tom's, or excuse me, Baker Street Pub.
Yeah, Baker Street Pub today.
So we're out and about celebrating the greatest soccer tournament in the world. And we'll see how the games play. The U.S., they play on Thursday. Glenn Davis joined us. He joined John and Lance this morning to talk about it. The prevailing thought is anyone of any assumed importance won't be playing. Maybe you get Pulisic in there now that he's training again for some minutes to stay fit, stay match ready. But everyone else, if you got a yellow, come on and sit by Poach. Come on and sit by us. And some people are like, hey, don't even dress these guys out. Put them up in a suite because you can still pick up a yellow if you show dissent. Like when you're sitting down, not even going to play, if you yell at the fourth official, you can pick up a yellow, and that counts as a suspension.
Give Chris Richards a Xanax and have him.
Yeah. Hey, Balogun, I know you don't like pills, but come on. Because he said he wanted to play, but. You want the player to say he wants to play,
yeah.
But then you just have them
save him from.
You just have the coach go, nah. In fact, go sit up top.
It'd mean a lot to your teammate Ricardo Pepi
and Haji Wright.
It'd mean
a lot to those guys if you just go sat up in the suite.
You'd be being a great teammate.
What do you mean a suite? People. Look, I've heard you talk. We don't need you saying anything to a referee. That would be the worst if you did all you could. To save him from injury and a yellow from a tackle that went the wrong way, and then something goes wrong, and you just bark at a fourth official, and then the ref comes over and drops the yellow on you. So we're going to need to avoid all of that. Everyone, okay, maybe we don't put you up in a suite. You want to have the experience of sitting there for the third game? No talking.
Yeah, or give them an iPad or something.
like they're six. Hey, you know that iPad, that laptop that Pochettino broke out during hibernation break during one of the friendlies? Everyone gets one.
Yeah, we loaded up the Irishman on one of those, so watch that for the next
What could be the form of entertainment that keeps the guys we need docile, locked in, so they don't do anything? The Irishman would.
Yeah, that probably not.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to complete that because they got to go and listen to the coach at the half. We need a 90-minute movie or so.
Hey, Balogun, ever seen the movie Titanic?
You think he's good with a while it's an Kate Winslet is an English woman with an American accent.
Yeah.
He's an American with an English accent. Maybe we have him watch the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movies. That's an American with an English accent.
There we go.
And let him watch that and see if he enjoys it. Because I need everyone
docile
in any danger to not do anything.
Yeah.
Because we're in a very good spot right now. Top of the group. We've won it. We can rest who we want, protect who we want. Go out there, Joe Scally. Go out there and experience the World Cup for 90 minutes.
Yeah. No, this is you know, these guys' opportunity to make a memory that lasts a lifetime.
It's tough for Christian Rodon, who is dealing with the strain. We never want him to play any real minutes. So if he wants to play now, this is your opportunity. And now he's day-to-day. It's tough for old Don.
So he's having to make the decision of whether to take a giant shot, a shot with a giant needle.
If he wants to play.
In this meaningless game.
If he wants to play in a World Cup.
Against
Turkey.
I mean, probably not arguably. The most disappointing team in the World Cup.
62 shots, no goal score. Yeah, they're one. Turkey is one of the more disappointing teams. Dark horse they were supposed to be.
Alperen Şengün in the house.
Would he make the trip?
I don't know. I think they're
in L.A. for the third game. Will he make the trip? Maybe not. Maybe not. But if Rodon wants to play, he better get out there. If he wants to play in a World Cup, this is his only time to play in a World Cup. Unless we're
the doctor from any given, unless we're, any given Sunday is it, like.
Look, if
do you
Matthew
want to play?
Modine wants to come out there and give him a shot, let it happen because. We don't want to see him at any other time in a World Cup match. This is his only opportunity, unless it's a disaster. Mm. But he is day-to-day with some type of strain, so we'll see. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, yeah. Literally, Rodon.
Now, Tyler Adams, you don't necessarily need to see the first four Fast and Furious movies. You can jump in on Fast 5.
Some people think it's the best one. But there's no chance he hasn't seen the Fast and Furious movies.
I don't know.
He fits the pro. I feel like he's seen those. I feel like it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Serginho Dest, maybe not.
Ooh.
He grew up in the Netherlands. Maybe you put those in front of him and see. And see if Vin Diesel translates.
I think
it You want to prove you're American? Oh, you put on the uniform, whatever.
Nah.
Watch the Fast and Furious movies and see what and tell us
watch,
what you think.
Watch The Rock play a cop and see what you
that
think.
That tells me if you are really an American. If you are. If,
just a federal, a made-up federal agent.
Yeah, made-up agency. Whatever. What? Who does he work for?
I used to know the actual.
I know. Who does he work for in that movie?
It's like the DSS or something.
Some nonsensical
thing. It's
like
Secret Service.
It's like even our actual federal organizations were like, nah, you can't use us. You can't use us. Sorry.
Take this free promo.
Yeah, not when The Rock is part of it. So. All we want is no injuries. Some guys of consequence will probably have to play, but let's get through it, win or lose. I'd love to go 3-0. We've never done that before, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't really affect the matchup as you're likely to see Bosnia. And if Qatar could find a way to win, that'd be awesome to have Qatar as your round of 32 matchup. Feels unlikely. Pochettino doesn't have a great record against countries from Europe. Bosnia would be one of the easier matchups. So it's all good, and you can watch Thursday's game. And sure, we're going to hope for the team to win, but just hope to get out of there with no injuries and no yellows to anyone who should not pick one up. So it'll be interesting to see what he does as he is trying to keep momentum, keep everyone sharp, but also not risk anyone. Today. It's champagne problems, as you would say.
And Luke Hobbs, the Rock's character from Fast Five.
Okay.
It was the U.S. Diplomatic Secret Service. Or no, Diplomatic Security Service.
Well, there it is.
It's even more fake of a name.
Wow. Serginho Dest. What do you think about a a giant safe being dragged through the streets of Brazil.
Pretty sick. Pretty sick. I think it translates.
I hope. He may have already seen them, but if not, now's an opportunity.
It did make $600 million.
So, yes, and no matter where he was stationed, whether he was in the Netherlands or the United States at the time, he probably got an opportunity to see it. Not many people didn't see that movie.
Have you ever had TNT in your life?
Yeah, do they have TNT over there?
Have you ever had the cable channel TNT?
When you're back,
definitely seen
when you're back in the country for a camp, I'm sure you came across TNT. Hell, the U.S. games are on TNT now. I'm sure you came across a great American movie. In fact, some people say one of the greatest American movies, Fast Five.
Yeah, I think it's up there.
I would agree if I was an insane person. It's fine entertainment. I can't put it up as one of the greatest American movies.
21st century, maybe.
It's been a slow 21st century, honestly.
2010s.
If you keep doing that, it will be the best movie of all time.
2011.
You'll just get to a point where I won't be able to fight you. All right, we'll go to break with that. You can join us in this nonsense, 713-780-3776. We'll get to a conversation about your quarterback if you happen to be a Texans fan, because there's always a conversation about C.J. Stroud, and is he holding the team back, or can he be just good enough? We'll get to that when we come back.
It's the Del Alalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Alalea.
Okay, we were going to get to a conversation about C.J. Stroud. We can still do that, but we got a call. But I did want to talk about this. While we talked about the Wolves as far as what they might do with Anthony Edwards, well, their lead assistant, Mike Conori, is now the head coach of the Blazers, and the Blazers have an owner who is famous for being cheap, cheaper than most owners. Like, we know the NFL owners are cheap in regards, so they don't want to pay millions of dollars for the upkeep of a grass field, and that's why NFL players aren't thrown unless your name is like Cam Jordan, who said, I need the secure footing of being for a defensive end. I would like to know how the turf is going to react, so I'm fine with field turf. J.C. Treader couldn't have been thrilled with that. That's a different level of cheap than what the Portland Trailblazers owner is on. From checkouts at hotels to limiting staff, all the things where you cut corners.
Shrinking the travel party for like a road playoff game.
Yeah, not allowing player. Yeah, and players themselves, like the two-way guys, couldn't go. couldn't go to these
shrinking
playoff games.
The travel party so low that guys that played for your team that would not be active but did not play for or that played for your
can't
team
that go to a playoff game and support their teammates. That's what time he's on. Mike Conori takes the job with the Blazers, and as Sean said during a break, there's only 30 jobs, so you want to be a head coach, you'll take the opportunity when it arises. But here's the deal he got, according to The Athletic. At 52 years old, he signed a one-year deal with team options for each of the next two seasons. So he would be a lame duck every year he has a job. And only the first year is guaranteed money, you would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So he is signed up at right now. He can't guarantee he'll be the Portland Trailblazers head coach past year one. And he took that job.
10 months from now, he might be out of
the job. If things don't go the way the owner wants, or another cheaper option becomes available, hey, I'll take less.
Yeah, sure.
What's Micah getting? Well, I'll take less than that to coach the team. Then he's gone, and he would have wished he stayed in Minnesota. Like, even if it goes well, was there a promise that if you turn the Blazers from a play-in team into like a top-five seed, you're going to get a new deal? Judging how this owner operates, unlikely.
That's the tough part, too, is that like they already kind of, not exceeded expectations, but like they already set the bar at a certain point where you're like, I'm not really sure if you can go higher than the seventh seed, given the constraints of the roster? Like, I'm not – you could put the best coach – you put Phil Jackson coaching this team. They're not going to
– In the Western Conference, how good can they possibly be? Yeah. I mean, I guess Denny Avia could grift himself to 30 free throws a game, but still, I don't know. I don't know how good they're going to be.
Yeah.
So there it is. Mike Anori, the new coach of the Blazers, on one-year deals for his entire tenure. We'll see how it plays out for him. Let's get to Keith. He called in about the Giannis trade yesterday. He was confused about how a move could happen, at least with the Heat winning out in the sweepstakes, particularly without Bam being put in the trade. Well, it happened. Bam and Giannis teaming up together. Giannis in Miami. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Dale. Congrats. I know you're a Heat fan. Fantastic trade. I think they took the better package over Boston's deal. You know, Pat Riley has been great at landing superstar players. And, you know, as a former Lakers coach and Knicks coach, you know, to screw over Boston one more time is always a good feeling. As for the Heat, you know, Bam and Giannis, career 30%, 29% three-point shooters. You know, the roster has been gutted. You know, not sure, you know, who's going to, you know, shoot the ball for them. I think Norman Powell is potentially a free agent, but the three-point shooting is going to look rough for the Heat. I think the Knicks match up well against them. You know, OG on Giannis and then Bam, Cat on Bam. But who's going to shoot threes for the Heat? And what's the next steps for Jaylen Brown? I think Jaylen Green and Grayson Allen for Jaylen Brown to Phoenix straight up makes sense with their contracts. Thanks, guys.
Well, I will tell you that while Giannis isn't a three-point shooter, the Bucks, because of his presence, were, I don't know if they're the top three-point shooting team in the league, they're one of the best. For an example, Bobby Portis shot 46% from three. Now, Bobby Portis is a fine player, but there's a reason he got up to that percentage. All the open looks created by the gravity of Giannis. So that needs to be taken into equation. Now, if Wiggins comes back, he's on a player option. So if he decides to take the $30 million or so he would be getting, or maybe he opts out, takes a shorter-term deal. He was over 40% last year without Giannis in the vicinity. Davion Mitchell, a guy who, if you remember when he was at Baylor, wasn't really a shooter, but he led that team to a national title. He shot close to 40%. So they have some guys. While they didn't shoot him at high volume, we're like in that 3 to 5 attempts per game, we're up around 40%. So, yeah, shooting is going to be necessary for them. And now we've got Shams saying that the Heat don't even expect to bring back Norm Powell. So that was one of the guys people were just assuming would be back, whether they gave him a deal at more years at a certain amount of money as a unrestricted free agent. That's now two reports saying don't expect Norm back. And now Shams saying the Heat don't even expect him to come back. So maybe Norm Powell has some idea about what people might be offering him and the Heat can't match it. So that's for maybe not the organization because they would have a plan in place, but for all the reporting around it, there was just the assumption that you would at least have Norm Powell as a shooter back, and that seems like that's not going to happen. So they're going to have to find shooting someplace else. Norm Powell is 33 years old. And just for team-building purposes, let's even remove the Heat from the equation. The Rockets don't really fit here, except that Fred is an older player. You start to look at the teams who made the Final Four in the playoffs. The Cavs, the Knicks, the Thunder, the Spurs. The only person older than Norm Powell in any rotation was James Harden.
And that went great.
Yeah, when they got swept.
Yeah,
36 years old.
And he looked awesome.
Yeah, he looked awesome at the end. He looked like he could hold up in a high-intensity physical playoff series. So, Keith, this is maybe not just directed at you, but for you. When you start to talk about older veterans that should join teams who are contenders, the best teams in basketball didn't have those guys as part of their rotation. Old, or at least older, relatively speaking. Older and non-defenders don't fly in the NBA anymore at the highest levels. Norm Powell fits that to a T. So he may find a spot someplace where team values his shooting. And if he's an elite shooter, he'll stay on the floor. But he will be picked on relentlessly. Do you think Norm Powell had it in him? Well, if know how many people are paying attention to Norm Powell. But we saw the Thunder Spurs series. We saw the Thunder Knicks or Spurs Knicks series. You see how physical the basketball is? It's not an older player's game, particularly in the backcourt anymore. So for Norm, who from all accounts, from his time in Toronto and LA with the Heat, seems like a guy people like. He'll get it back someplace, man. But I'm not surprised his value may be more than what the Heat would want to deal with. And just if you look at how teams should be built right now, you don't want to sign offense only older guards. They don't fare well in today's NBA, particularly in the playoffs. So he may find a spot. We'll see how that goes. But the Rockets don't really fit that, except for Fred. Fred will play defense, but he's an older guard. And at this point, look, at least the Rockets tell me I should think really highly of Fred. Fred against the likes of Dylan Harper and Steph Castle and Vassell.
We're good.
For seven games, however long that series ago.
When the
Thunder are healthy and they can throw Cason Wallace and Shea will get after you defensively. And, of course, Lu Dort, when he's not injuring players, can get after you as well. Maybe while he's getting after you, he'll injure you.
Hopefully he's the Sacramento King.
Yeah, hopefully they have to shed more salary and he has to go.
They're not done with Wiggins.
Yeah, yeah.
With the other Rams. Aaron.
Yeah. So I think this is today's NBA. Don't look for old vets to solidify your roster unless you just want them to be the 10th or 11th man.
Yeah.
Go get guys, young vets in their mid-20s that maybe they're not as accomplished as the guys we've heard of, but they're the guys you're going to want deep into a playoff series because they're just going to be able to hold up. Like the thought of Klay Thompson joining some team as a buyout guy. That's the Warriors do that as like, hey, let's get the whole gang back together.
Yeah.
He's not going to hold up in a series.
No, or it's just like, hey, some regular season minutes of like.
Yeah, you wanted him to eat minutes. That's fine.
He can be our, insert shooter, spot up guy who gets played off the court in the playoffs.
But you don't want to consider that guy as someone who can actually contribute to you, for you if you have championship aspirations.
And like the eight guys that need to play in Western Conference Finals or Finals minutes, like probably. I would look somewhere else there. He's you know what? Like his former teammate, Harrison Barnes, probably won't play very much.
Yeah.
But
as far as his Jaylen Brown, Shams is reporting that the Celtics and Jaylen Brown are going to talk as soon as today. And Jaylen Brown might be traded as soon as today if the right offer comes their way.
And I think it was if the right 2026 pick. So I think they're shopping him for a draft pick today is at least how I read that, where, maybe it's, like the Clippers with the fifth pick. I have a hard time thinking any of the top four would throw that pick at Boston for Jaylen Brown unless maybe Utah, but probably not Utah, but maybe Utah, but not.
I think anyone who's drafting that high, giving the Celtics a premium pick.
Yeah, it has to start at five.
Like what? But even if you're that team, what are you doing? Are you in a position that Jaylen Brown? Look, my opinions of Jaylen Brown aren't as high as maybe some others, or maybe they're right in line with the rest of the NBA thinks. Am I giving? If I'm like the Jazz, maybe a little different
because that's the only one
they've got. Lauri Markkanen and
Jackson.
Yeah. And Keontae George isn't thrilled. They don't want to give him a long term deal. And
Kessler
turned down like $28 million a year because I don't know who Walker Kessler thinks he is.
Horrible advice,
but he's turning down. So maybe the Jazz would be the one team because now they're tired of losing. They've acquired players that are ready to win now, and they've had guys waiting to start to win. Maybe you make a move because you. Maybe you can send Kessler and something to get yourself Jaylen Brown. That's the only team who's picking that high. And even then, I'm not sure I'm giving up number two.
That's the thing. If they had the third pick.
If they had like the seventh pick, I would be, all right, you're out of the top four. But you're thinking the second pick is a foundational franchise piece.
Yeah.
And who you don't have to pay $60+ million to per season.
Yeah. Same thing with the Clippers at five, where you're like, okay, that's the next best pick after, we think this is a top four and then a drop off. Clippers obviously made the play-in. I feel like they live in the play-in. And this could be a piece, but it's like, do you really want to, like, again, like you said, a top five pick being the foundational part for your future. It's like this is 100% found money for the if you are the Clippers, of like, okay, now we have a plan post Kawhi, which could end at any moment, essentially. The Kawhi plan could end at any second. It's like, would you trade the fifth pick where you get, you know, your pick of the rest of the guys in the draft after the top four, and you're like, sweet, actually, give us Jaylen Brown and Kawhi for a 1 or 2 year window, and then we're kind of back where we started.
Thanks for the call, Keith. We'll go to break
maybe
with that.
Maybe eight with Atlanta, but if I'm Boston, I'm like, eighth pick, do you, cool, whatever.
And also, if you're what are you getting back? What, like, the Hawks have done a good job of remaking that team on the fly. They never bottom out. Thankfully for them, they finally got out of the play, and they're sick and tired of that. They left their brothers, the Bulls, in the Heat. And well, the Bulls simply didn't even make the play.
Heat are moving on up, too.
And the Heat have decided, we're done with that, too. If the Hawks could do it, we can do it.
We're pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and getting out of this
thing. The Bulls decided Nick Claxton was going to help them stay in the plan, I guess. So, different priorities for different teams. So, but do the Hawks, with Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels and bringing back C.J. McCollum, do they believe they're ready to even break some of that up and give away a top 10 pick to send to the Celtics? That's why I think the Jaylen Brown thing is tough. Big salary, due for an extension, another one, and a max one. Is he good enough to give up what the Celtics want in return?
That's Bryce the question. Smith, Reed Shepard? What are we thinking, Brad? Brad, you there? Brad, you there? Hello? Brad?
Brad's like, they know I know about their pick stash, right?
You guys would love Reed Shepard.
Brad's like, hey, they think I'm an... I was going to curse. I forgot. But then I had this... Because I'm off the mic. I think I can curse.
Yeah.
Hey, they think I'm an idiot. They know I know that they have the Nets picks, right? Hey, Brad, I can hear you.
Yeah.
I wanted you to hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Brad Stevens accomplished enough as a GM. We're like,
okay,
I'm going to at least need some combination of your pick and a Suns pick or Nets pick. You're not just offering me undersized guard Reed Shepard and Jabari Smith.
Reed Shepard, who, if he was on the Boston Celtics, would be untouchable within
six months. These are the things where the jokes can be had. If you think that much of Hugo Gonzalez, how could you possibly not want Reed Shepard? If you don't know, for people that aren't as locked in on these things as we are, apparently the Celtics did not want to put Hugo Gonzalez. If you haven't heard of him, welcome to the party. Hugo Gonzalez, a guy who did play 74 games, averaged about 4 points per game. They didn't want to put him in a trade to secure Giannis, and also they could not part with Shireman.
Bayless Shireman.
That's why
Creighton legend.
It's one of the reasons they don't have Giannis.
One of the best white shooters to come out of Creighton.
Cool, him and McDermott, great.
Yeah, and great. Corvert, yeah.
It's true. They do have plenty.
So he's like third at best.
Yeah, he's not even the best white shooter to come out of Creighton. But the Celtics really value him. Look how that played out against the Sixers. All right, we'll go to break with that. We'll do the Texan stuff when we come back. Thanks for the call, Keith, because there is a conversation about how good your quarterback has to be to make the Super Bowl, and does C.J. Stroud hit that mark. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Okay. So, Mina Kimes and Kevin Clark did a podcast together, and they discussed, I believe the topic was teams who could win a Super Bowl out of certain divisions. So, you would think the leading candidates would be the Jags and the Texans. You could throw the Colts in there. I believe they started out great. Daniel Jones got hurt, and then it went all down the tube. So, you'll hear Kevin Clark and Mina Kimes choose the Texans, and then they'll get into why it could happen and also why it might not. Here is Mina Kimes and Kevin Clark.
I think it's one team, and it's the Texans.
Fair.
Because I think that the Texans are the defensive version of the Bengals, which is we know you're going to be top three on one side of the ball, just like the Seahawks. And I wonder if C.J. Stroud just can't be Sam Darnold next year. Don't turn the ball over in the playoff in January. Sam Darnold did turn the ball over in the regular season. He didn't do it in January. All you have to do, let me ask you this question. If C.J. Stroud is the 14th best quarterback in the NFL this year, do the Texans win the Super Bowl?
I don't think so, because I think there's a couple teams in the NFC that are still better. Okay. But they're in the mix. I think that you raise an interesting question, which is, like, do you want a possibly average-ish offense with an elite defense?
So that's the bar right now for people. Because of how good your defense is, the question is, can C.J. Stroud be an average tier quarterback or an average quarterback in that mid-tier where you're not a top-10 quarterback, nobody thinks you are, but you're good enough? And the comp right now, because it's convenient, is Sam Darnold. Your team has a great defense. Seattle has a great defense. We didn't expect much from that quarterback.
Go out and be Sam Darnold.
Go out and be Sam Darnold. And be the so what they want is, hey, we know you generally take care of the football. Sam Darnold didn't. I need you to emulate him when he wasn't himself in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you get back to form
in
the playoffs.
Just be normal.
Be your normal self in the playoffs, and we think that's enough. Now, you heard Mina Kimes say no, because you can throw the Rams as better than the Texans. And I think this – I would guess it's the Seahawks as the other team because they are the defending champs, although they did lose a couple pieces.
Yeah.
So I would guess. I don't know who else would be that team. I didn't hear the rest of the podcast, but the Rams seem like a clear team who's better.
And to me, as far as like can you win the Super Bowl, like I don't really like – to me, it's more about who's in your conference than
– I would agree.
Once you get to the Super Bowl, like it's one game, like – anyone can kind of win it. Like it is more like just getting to the Super Bowl. You therefore have a chance.
I mean,
to win
the NFC has kicked the AFC's ass 2 years in a row. But I get your point.
Yeah, it's just like in general. I just think that that's they can't beat the Rams. What if the Rams aren't there? What if the Rams trip up? Then what? But the overall point, I do wonder a little bit about the AFC tide rising a little bit, like. Like, we were saying it in the moment last year. We were saying it before the playoffs last year. Where three different teams were like, man, if they don't make a run now, this season, they're going to be kicking themselves for a year for how they missed their opportunity with the Chiefs down. And then once the Bills lost in the divisional round? Yeah. Once they lost in the divisional round.
To the Broncos.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man. Broncos get hurt. It just or Bo Nix gets hurt for the Broncos. It just was like kept getting more and more put on easy mode for whoever is going to win the conference, which it was the Patriots, which whatever. I think how people view the Patriots this year tells you, like, you know, they're good. They're a good team last year, but
I've seen
things were set up pretty easy for them.
Yeah,
someone had to be the beneficiary of all this good luck.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of people say you might even with adding the two receivers and Dobbs and Brown expect maybe not as good of a season because of the competition with the first place schedule being raised. So the conference remains open. It is now a mid-tier bar that C.J. Stroud has to clear. The question for us right now, do we think he clears it? Forget about the final result. You can't know. Injury pops up. Your defense was really healthy last year. You never know how that plays out. Maybe the injury bug catches you and you're just not the team you expect it to be.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable to say, or at least to expect for him to be around the 14th best quarterback as even a floor. I think that's a reasonable thing to say because his entire career outside of year one, he was about the 15th or 16th.
Yeah.
If you go by passer rating, that's not the only thing you need to use as a metric. But if you just go by that, he was a mid-tier quarterback or mid-level quarterback, right around where he doesn't kill you, but you wouldn't put him in the classification of win because of.
Yeah, he's in that like Purdy zone, you know, where it's like a little different than how he gets it done.
I feel you're giving CJ too much credit.
Do you think Purdy is like top 10?
I don't think Purdy's a more talented quarterback than CJ, but for what he does.
You think he's a top 10 quarterback?
For what he does, I think he has played better than CJ over the last couple of years.
So you think he's a top 10 quarterback?
I think he's 12, 11, something like that. Yeah.
In the same zone that we're talking about.
I think he's a better. Whatever.
The production's better because you can look around him and be like, well, it's McCaffrey. It's the best play caller in the NFL.
I'm not arguing that CJ. I think CJ's a more talented quarterback.
Yeah.
But what I see on the field says Purdy.
I think their offense is better. I think the quarterback's the same.
That's a reasonable thing to say.
Yeah.
They're in much different situations.
Yeah. We're, you know. Bobby Slowick and Nick Haley have called every play of C.J. Stroud's career. Kyle Shanahan's called every play of Brock Purdy's career.
All I can say is, and all I can say is, those are reasonable things to say. There's no reason to put C.J. a tier below Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it's just
one team, right or wrong, was more than happy to throw a giant football. Giant quarterback contract at one guy.
Yeah.
And the Texans are like, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So we could say the 49ers are wrong on this. Brock Purdy is a product of a system and the talent around him. But they have said by their pocket that they believe in him, and the Texans are still waiting to be convinced about CJ.
Same team that believed in Trey Lance.
Look, I'm not saying they're right. I'm just telling you the conviction.
They are very convicted.
They are very convicted on Brock Purdy.
They should be convicted for the Trey Lance trade.
Sometimes you make mistakes. It didn't go well. Pena, you want to talk USA? I believe that's hockey. Or, excuse me, soccer. I see Team USA and think hockey. But I think he wants to talk Team USA soccer. So we'll get to that when we come back. We got one more second to go before we throw it to Sarge and DJ Bienname. We will be back.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We got a couple more minutes to go before we're done. Sarge and DJ coming up next. They are out at Baker Street Pub. It is the start to our watch party as Portugal hosts Uzbekistan. Out at Houston Stadium, we're going to be having watch parties all week long. It starts in a couple minutes. But let's get to Pena. He wants to talk Team USA. What's up, Pena?
Yo, what up, Dale? Hey, so I don't know if you talked about this yet or not in the past few days, but Tim Howard's saying that it's impossible for Team USA to win the next three games after the knockout round. Is he being a hater? Because last time I checked, Kevin Garnett said anything is possible. Is it highly unlikely? Yes, but I don't think it's impossible. Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. He is a U.S. legend, great goalie for the U.S. national team, star of the 2014 World Cup, where he saved all those shots against Belgium, kept them in it, going in extra time in a knockout round game. As far as his statement, there are now five games in the knockout stages, starting with the round of 32. He said four. They would have to put together their four best performances ever to win it. That's really opponent-dependent, because if they catch a break and it's like Egypt, if they get through the round of 32, whoever the opponent is, and they play Egypt or Belgium, you don't need to play your best game ever to beat the squads we've seen. Yeah. Egypt had a nice
bounce back. Line it up.
And they have Salah, which is scary. But if it's Belgium, and from what we've seen, you don't need to play your best to beat this Belgium squad.
No, score one goal.
Yeah. Belgium hasn't proven. Look, the U.S. does benefit from a couple own goals, but they have found a way to score their own goals, actual goals by their own players too, as opposed to Belgium. I'm not afraid of this Belgian team. So it is at least Howard projecting maybe a tough opponent in the round of 16 that normally we would have trouble with, because we always have trouble with the team in the round of 16. It's been our history except for 2002. And it was a familiar opponent then in Mexico. But as it stands now, I think I would amend it to, and once again, still matchup dependent, they'd have to play three great matches to win the whole thing. I think you can win the round of 32 game or match. Win round of 16, depending on the opponent. And then once you're in a quarterfinal, you could kind of say you have to play great for every team who's in that situation.
Now, there's no more soft touches draws,
unless there's a giant upset someplace we can't predict. So I think three, starting from the quarterfinal on, would have been a much more reasonable way to put it. I think this team, the way they're playing, can win two knockout round games.
Yeah.
Even if it is projected to be a Belgium or an Egypt.
Yeah. The first one, we're at the point where it's like, they should win.
It'll be very disappointing if they don't win.
Yeah.
Round of 30.
And then the next one would be the, like, actual get over the hump kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, this team's doing it.
We're in a spot we've only been once before in a quarterfinal where they played a German team who, if not for a call that they didn't get, at least that match would have been tied. So when you're playing the Germans in the quarterfinal, then I can hear and listen to Howard talk about, hey, you got to play great. But for the first two knockout round games, if you get through the first one, I don't believe they have to play the greatest match they've ever played in program history to win it. They beat Spain in a Confederations Cup semifinal. Relax. I think he might have. I don't know if he was on that team. But they beat Spain, who went on to win the World Cup the next year. I mean, Bosnia or Egypt or Belgium isn't 2009 Spain, to put it that way, or eventually 2010 Spain. We're not going to see Iniesta and Xavi and Fernando Torres trolling the pitch.
They're not walking through Iniesta's not walking through that door.
Yeah, even Eden Hazard isn't walking through that door for Belgium.
Fairly fit there.
I don't know what he's like. I don't know what he looks like right now.
It's a joke from, 7 years ago.
Yeah, when he was out of shape, sure. So I think that's hyperbole from Tim Howard. It did make the rounds. It got to you, Pena. Quarterfinal on, that's going to be tough. But let's see what the matchup is first before we even make that proclamation. Thanks for the call. We're done for the day. Thank you to everyone who called in. Appreciate it. Our first of several watch parties begins in minutes. No Rich Eisen. It is DJ and Sarge starting us off. We'll be doing this all week long from 12 to 6. We start at Baker Street Pub in Sugarland, and then Tom's Watch Bar on Wednesday, and Ducky McSweeney's on Thursday, and By the Wayside on Friday. Today and Thursday, if you go on out there to one of the locations, which would be Baker Street Pub today, and then Ducky McSweeney's on Thursday, you got a chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just go out there. Enjoy all the matches, hang out with the guys, and sign up for your chance to win. That music means we're done. And since we're done for today, Sean, what do we got?
Yeah, Jalen's awesome.
If only Rafael Stone didn't trade Jalen. We have one caller who would have been thrilled. And then we could just play this all the time. Instead, we just play it as a joke. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.